Forever Dog.
It's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like it to laugh. I like having fun.
Good morning! Good morning, everybody! It is February 2023, coming to you live from Glendale, California. Tim Heidecker here, office hours live. Cold as a witch's little tit. Oh, and I never liked that phrase. I don't get it. So it's the first thing that came to me. Colder than a moose's ass, generally in the winter. And I don't know what it is, folks, and I feel like people are going to be saying to me, how dare you? You're living in Southern California. I'm up here in Muskogee, Saskatchewan.
You are not the fire.
And how could you dare complain about the weather when it is minus 10 degrees, or it's you're living in Brooklyn, you think you're so cool, you're going down there for your cafe latte, your oat milk fucking bullshit, blue bottle diarrhea, and it's 10 degrees. Catching that East River wind, right, Matt?
Oh,
and you're shivering.
That's why we left.
It is, truthfully, getting a cold spell, and the difference is, now sit down. This fucking infrastructure here ain't built for it. I got no insulation. My windows are this thin. And then when you put the heat on, blows hot air up your ass.
She is a super-duper-pooper.
Okay. I went to dinner last night, and everybody's outside. Sitting at dinner with a heat lamp over me, burnt, singeing my hair. Meanwhile, my fingertips are getting frostbit. My feet are cold. And I just want it to end. And now you're going to hear me complaining when it come July. And as hot as a shit bird. Hot as a little wet, white bird shit.
Is it still hot out there?
So that's the weather report, and I know the guys agree with me. Am I right? Doug said it. I have him on record saying, I think this is the coldest winter we've ever had out down here in California.
We didn't come here for this cold.
Hell no.
Is that sun hot or what?
I'll play Guess Who I Had Dinner With last night, today, throughout the show. You call in with your guesses. Today's... it's an exciting one. I think you're going to be excited to hear who I dined with. Mano e Mano. Excuse me.
Bob Dylan.
Mano e Mano. Wonderful. Just a wonderful dinner together. Me and one man.
Your dad was in town?
Throw me your best guesses and I will answer when I feel like it. I should welcome Doug Lusenhop to the show. He's one of the guests we have.
Good morning.
One of the members of the Trinity, and Victor Berger the Fourth.
Well, as if everybody.
Hooster producer Matthew is
Hello.
With us. Captain Carlin.
Hello, everyone.
And everybody else.
I'll
Sam,
take a guess.
We haven't talked to Sam. I'm going to bring, if we get Sam, the intern, on mic. We have a new intern. I don't think we've acknowledged her.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
And on camera.
Can you hear me?
Oh, good. In the studio, in the control room. Yeah, we can hear you. Sam, where are you from?
From Philly.
Hell yeah. Sorry about them aggles.
Yeah, it's been rough.
It was a tough... I'll give you my analysis. Sit down.
There's been an attack. The goddamn cell tower has been hit by a fucking 747 goddamn NAVAC flying another one into the Pentagon. He's got 69 eyes from Finland in there.
We've gathered to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday. I was deep in recording sessions with a very good band. I said, you know what, boys and girls, we're going to come over to my house. I'm going to have a Super Bowl party. That's what we did. We said, we've done enough tracking for the day. We're going to head on over. Now, we got Josh Adams in the band, drummist, great drummer. Maybe the greatest drummer I've ever worked with. Nice guy. Sweetheart. A true sweetheart.
True sweetheart. You could not get any finer of a person.
Boy, he's from Kansas City. All right.
We've made a record in 72, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 81, 83. Mr. Roboto.
Okay.
Babe. Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling.
And so I said, listen, Josh, here's the deal.
Hey, guys, Crypto Dad here again.
Stop it. Jeez, we're just burning through everything.
Well, I want to know who you ate dinner with.
I know,
Mono
we
Mono
skipped lesson. Around too much.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, you're going to have to throw in a guess. You already guessed, now you lost.
I didn't even guess yet.
It's go not ahead. So. Okay.
Paul Rudd.
No.
Ooh.
Good guess. I would easily have dinner with him. He'd be honored.
Have you ever had dinner with this person before?
Huh. Terrific question.
Thank you.
Dinner?
Horrific question.
I've never had dinner one-on-one. I don't know if I've had dinner collectively. Potentially not.
Okay.
I think I definitely had breakfast with other people.
Is this guy a professional race car driver?
No. All right, okay. But back to the Eagles. Josh is from Kansas City. There were a couple other people that were rooting for Kansas City. I said, come on over. We're not going to judge. We're going to have fun. So it was a nice gathering.
Boom.
Listen, I thought the game was exciting as hell.
Sure.
I thought the last 2 minutes were a very weird, deflating. And Vic was there. He can attest to this.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, yeah.
And he was supporting our Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And
as much as I could, yeah.
I think there were, you know, as we all know, there were a couple minutes towards the end there where it felt like, it's too bad. This isn't the way the game should be played, you know. But I don't.
What do you mean they weren't playing it right? Hitting it with a baseball
bat
or what?
There was a flag that was a holding call. It was a legitimate call, but it really took the game into a place where it was just like, well, it's basically over.
Epic. Yeah. And then there's no climax. It's all anticlimactic.
It's anticlimactic.
It's like 2 minutes of nothing.
And
dudes walking around.
It was what it was. But everybody played well.
Congrats.
And I give everybody. And my buddy Travis Kelce of the Kansas City. If you haven't seen the show Moonbase 8, he appears. Very funny thing. That clip, he spoke. It was a beautiful clip. I sent it to John and Fred.
Yeah,
really he was on a podcast and
everybody
he spoke
gets
about
his podcast.
Just for participating.
What's that? Yeah.
It's his own podcast with his brother.
And he spoke highly. He was a guest star on the first episode of Moonbase 8. One clarification, he was self-depreciatingly talking about, what's the name of the podcast? You don't know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
New Heights.
New Heights. And he was saying, oh, man, I was a terrible actor and I couldn't believe I was working with these guys and they were so good and they were improvising and having so much fun. And I was like struggling to just do one line. He was, you know, he was laughing about it. But then he said, I kind of feel like they wrote me out in real time because in the episode, he dies at the end of the episode, spoiler. And I think he might've been joking, but he was saying, well, they must have realized how bad I was and wrote me out. And I was like, no. That was all the plan. That, you know, the plan was, it's not like we're making it up on the spot. Travis. Come on, Travis.
We got to bring
him
back.
Bam, man. But bring him in.
Is that who you had lunch, breakfast with?
Or breakfast?
Wait, is that who you had dinner with last night?
What do you say breakfast for?
I don't
know. What are you doing breakfast when I clearly said dinner?
I mixed them up.
But back to Sam, our intern. Sam,
hey guys, it's Jeremy Renner.
Our last intern, whose name was Olivia, did a wonderful job of providing us with breaking news updates. I'm going to ask the same of you today. I need you on the news desk.
I got it.
Up yours, woke moralists.
Up yours. So anything coming in? Because, you know, we keep missing these breaking news updates.
Not right now, but I'll be on the lookout.
Thank you. Shout out to Temple. Temple University, hootie hoo.
Thank you.
We've got you as a guest. Let's bring in a guest. So no guests today. We've just got a nice casual hang. And
they're the guests.
They're the guests.
You got to provide fun anecdotes. Chris,
hello.
You'll be our first guest today.
Wow, what an absolute honor. Thank you so much for letting me ask questions. Oh, sorry.
Hey, hun, what should we put on our walls? What kind of art? How about a painting of a stool? Why? I don't know. That's what the Home Goods had.
Why do they always react
sorry, my wife
by
is,
moving?
Working. I got
We bring them up and then they start moving.
I know.
I do that all.
No, my wife is working, so I got kicked out.
Sorry, wife.
Show me that, but quickly show me that stool painting, okay? What are we saying with that?
He had to leave. Well, he went into the bunk bedroom.
Shipley.
Well, we don't have to be quiet. He's got headphones. He can't hear us.
There's the stool.
It almost looks like
McKenzie.
Is it 3D?
Is it an original?
Wait, is
it's 3D?
Oh, the back is fake, though. That's
fucking 3D painting, huh? I want you to get up on that stool and sit up there, huh?
That looks like a squatty potty for an NBA player.
There's a chicken, too. Oh.
Those are cool. Who makes those?
Some guy in Nicaragua, I believe.
Okay.
Forget the artist's name.
Cool. Where are you calling from?
The Netherlands.
Of course.
Wait, what?
Are you coming to my show in Amsterdam?
Absolutely.
Yeah, baby! Whoa. Tickets on sale now. Amsterdam's getting pretty full. I think there's a few tickets left, but UK is, there's still a few tickets left here and there. And Dublin and Glasgow. We got timheidecker.com/live. Seeing the two Tims. Very good band. And the No More Bullshit Experience. The show that took over America is now going across the pond for your entertainment. And it'll cost you. I'm not doing these shows for free. Fuck you.
Don't fall in a canal, Vic.
Vic is not coming back from Europe.
What?
Tim is coming across the pond, mate.
I think you're going to get lost over there.
Oh, I'm totally going to. And then I'm going to end up in a country that doesn't speak English.
Bad news.
Wait, what about our caller here?
Vic is we're ending the run in Amsterdam. So Vic will go wild in Amsterdam, going to all those brothels.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
And getting weed.
Uh-huh. I'm going to try the weed.
Getting different weeds. And then it's going to be like, ding, ding, Vic, your car's here to take us to the airport. He's like,
throwing up.
Yeah. I don't care by that point. Do whatever you want.
It's done, yeah.
Get on the Euro rail and head down to Italy.
I might just never leave. Just going to move in.
Do you smoke cigars?
Amsterdam is great.
Vic,
cigars.
We got a bunk bed.
Oh, you got a bunk bed? All right. Oh, my God. Look at that.
How do you That's get up loft. To that thing?
You have to step on the stool.
Oh, there's a little
bed. That ain't no bunk bed.
I like it.
All right. Anything else?
It's a nice use of space.
Would you recommend some fucking shit to do in Amsterdam that ain't just smoking weed?
If you haven't done the touristic stuff, Anne Frank House is can't miss. Sounds Van Gogh Museum, obviously. Yeah, it's heavy. Rijksmuseum is fantastic.
You have a guess on who I had dinner with last night?
Matt Damon.
That's correct.
No. Vincent Van Gogh the Fifth?
No. All right. Anything else you want to share with us?
A couple questions, actually. So has anyone, I have a whole list, so has anyone ever been in a fist fight? Who won? And is violence ever the answer?
Ooh.
Good question.
Very good question.
Doug, fist fight?
Never.
In fifth grade, I had this kid who like was kind of my bully in a way, or he would just like pick on me and get me in trouble and stuff like that. He's like my rival in a way. And some other kid, bigger kid, was picking on him. And I stood up for him.
You had to step in.
I stepped in, like, hey, come on, man, come on. I'm fifth grade. Kid popped me in the face, the other guy. And
so he won?
He won. Well, that guy won. I ran to the nurse and cried and missed, like, two blocks.
Can I say one thing, though? Yeah. I've never been in a fist fight because I use my elbows and my feet.
Oh.
And I take down my elbow. I stop. Wow. I curb stop him. I do a roundhouse, and then I take him down, and I subdue the subject.
When I played football, I used to get kicked out all the time for fighting. I would just like
really,
yeah, like I would hit when you don't need. I don't know why. I would just get
unnecessary roughness.
Unnecessary. Yeah, I got kicked out of like three games for stuff like
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, I just got to announce something. I'm very gassy today. I don't know what it is. It was partly has to do with the dinner I had last night. And I did let gas out this morning in the room.
Boy, did you!
And I apologize to everybody. I was in a fist fight once. I was a movie theater parking lot, high school. Somebody was, I don't know what the situation was. But it was very embarrassing because I went for the first punch. I went for the I went down into the belly, and he clocked me in the face, hit me right in the face, and then it got broken up. No, I don't. And is violence ever the answer? Every single time. Well, of course you have to. I mean, there's self-defense. Sometimes involves violence.
There has to be. Yeah.
I don't think you can just be a full pacifist and say never violence. You've got it.
I usually defuse the fight whenever it's about to happen. I show them my gun, which I do carry.
He's got it on his ankle strap right now.
Open carry.
Yeah, you pull your pants.
All right. Those
Wait,
are the
what about you, caller? Do you?
Oh, you think he's leading to tell us a story about
people in Europe don't really fight, right? Peaceful place.
Oh, please. But, you ever heard of somebody named Adolf Hitler? That was the worst.
He didn't fight.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I was listening to the great Plastic Ono Band album the other day.
Yeah.
That is, you know, because I just made this record or almost finished. And it's a good time to, when you're doing that, to listen to other records and hear, get ideas and stuff. And that one is always, boy, for a three-piece, you got Ringo, Klaus Voormann, and John, and then a little Billy Preston at points. But what a huge-sounding record for three people.
I love records.
But there's that line in the song God, he goes, I don't believe in Hitler. Like, okay. I don't believe in Buddha. And then he goes, I don't believe in tarot. As in tarot cards, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But I love Hitler, that line, Hitler. I don't believe in Hitler.
At least he takes a stand again.
Yeah, on the record. He's on the record.
But, Tim, building off that comment about the gas, I was going to ask, will you ever have Dr. Greger back on the on the pod? Because I started the Daily Dozen, and, yeah, the beans... They have an effect.
Yeah, that guy's a quack. No, he's not a quack. I tried, and it didn't stick. His methods. So many beans.
But also, did you ever talk to him about him? He was on the Nick Fuentes episode. What did you ever hear? What he thought about the whole thing?
Yeah, he'll do anything.
Crazy. God, I didn't realize that.
Oh, I don't know.
We did not hear anything back.
He wasn't on Nick Fuentes' show. He was on the episode that Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, he was the main guy.
He called into office. No.
And the guy from Flaming Lips, Stephen Drew.
Right. Flaming Lips, yeah.
It's a packed show.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I'll see you in Amsterdam.
Absolutely. Can't wait. Thank you so much, guys. Absolute honor.
Great American accent. Coffee and I like tea. Let's do this. Let's do the city of the day. Get that over with. The day. City of the day. By the way, if you're listening live, join us later for the second half of the show at patreon.com/officehourslive. The city of the day is brought to you by...
My sound is out, guys. Sorry.
Oh, did you break my chaos pad now?
Now I broke this one, the second one. There's another, my third one.
This is full chaos.
I'll just go directly.
Do you?
I'll figure this out. Do you have a...
I think I have it here. Hold on. Yeah.
Sorry,
need
guys.
I need the bed. I need the bed, folks. Don't forget.
It's like this.
Folks.
There it is.
This is a live show. I don't think people appreciate that enough. I don't get enough compliments on the street. Man, you did that live? You don't got to fucking rehearse? Hell no. We go live. Cud Mud, do you love coffee but hate the jitters and crash? Yes, I do. Do you wish there was a healthier alternative? Now there is. Introducing Cud Mud, the all-natural drink that you chew. Cud Mud is made from real cow cud, so it's already been chewed once. All you need to do is chew it again and swallow. Cud Mud is plant-based and loaded with bovine microbes, so it's healthy. When cows are harvested for meat, bones, and organs, the contents of their stomach are disposed of, but the geniuses at Cud Mud found a way to reuse that cud. So it's great for the environment too. Don't worry, Cud Mud tastes fine. It comes in several delicious flavors that mask the natural stench, such as banana raisin, lemon cheddar, and Mediterranean. Available in the dairy section of your local grocer. Best when served at body temperature or warmer. Side effects include constipation, dizziness, and throat warts. Ask your farmer if Cud Mud. ask your farmer if Cud Mud is right for you. So chew yourself into a new beverage lifestyle with Cud Mud. I like a beverage lifestyle.
It's my ex-girlfriend. She dumped me because I drank coffee. But maybe now she'll come back because I switched over to Cud Mud.
In addition to our callers and our Zoomers, we have a lot of catch-up to do on some clips that have been floating out there. We've got lots to watch, lots to react to. One thing I want to put on the record here is plagiarism. Now I've dealt with this issue. I've dealt with clips that come out and go, "Hey, that's you. Isn't that your idea? Wasn't that?" Did you steal that? There's the concept of joke theft, and it's a thing. And listen, there's parallel thinking out there. There's the idea that you can come up with an idea independently of someone else. That's fair play. It happens. But an idea is somebody's property. It is their invention. It is theirs. And we see it happen occasionally in comedy. There's a history of it. We notice that people out there, there's a lot of people have been, Carlos Mencia, I think, was the most notable one.
I have so many great ideas.
Menstelia.
It's a problem in the comedy community. And when it happens, I think our position here, and I've talked to the guys about this, I think our position, when we see it, we say something.
When we steal?
No, when we see theft.
When we see theft, we steal.
We have to say something. And so I don't necessarily agree with this person, maybe about anything. Certainly there are a few things we can probably agree on. Pizza's good. You know, certain things that I bet you I would find common ground with him. But not one of my favorite guys.
Who are we talking about?
Who is this, Mencia?
Are you not caught up to where I'm going? Jesus Christ.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Couldn't be clearer.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to give the city of the day guy.
Oh, I don't have a city of the day. Who's the city of the day?
I like that we just
fucked up the intro now. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Well, listen.
I want to know who this... I still want to know
this
who
is
he
a
had
hint.
Dinner with.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And listen, he ain't... I hate standing up for this guy in a way, but... Theft is theft, and this happened the other day. And we'll put you the context. We'll play the original clip and roll into the theft.
I talked recently with a college kid at one of these schools who said at each class, before any student speaks, they're required to introduce themselves, say their name, and say my pronouns are. Well, my name is Ted Cruz, and my pronouns are kiss my ass.
Okay, controversial, don't agree with it, but it's an original idea.
I'm Ted Cruz, and my pronoun is kiss my ass.
Better delivery. But listen to this.
My pronouns are kiss my.
now, thank God.
Well, we don't know what maybe, she said during the beat.
Listen,
said,
we can draw, we can assume that she said ASS.
Kiss my anus.
And I want to thank
she
Fox.
Said anus.
I want to thank. I want to thank Fox Nation for bleeping that because we. I am offended by many words.
I like when they self-censor.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fox.
Thank you, Fox Nation.
No reason. It's like a but subscription listen, thing. You don't have to censor it.
It is not up to me to decide how to proceed. It is up and up, but I'm calling on.
Unbearable.
Senator Ted Cruz, the great from the great state of Texas.
The great.
I'm saying the great state of
oh,
Texas.
Oh, okay.
Senator Ted Cruz, former disgraced presidential candidate. I'm calling on him to denounce this thievery. This, what's another word?
Piratism?
Piratism?
Is that a word?
Piracy.
Piracy.
Piratism. Moral this decrepitude.
Plagiarism. By the disgraced denim-clad pigtailed Roseanne Bohr. But you gotta stand up for yourself, Ted! Don't make the same mistake twice when you had Donald Trump trouncing all over you and calling your wife ugly. Don't do that. Don't continue to be what's the word?
Cuck.
No, I don't wanna like I don't like that word. Disgraced.
Pig fuck.
Ted Cruz, you need to say something. You cannot have Roseanne Barr. You might agree with, you might like Roseanne Barr. You might be, agree with her. You might think she's a funny gal.
Hi there.
But if you're not going to stand up and say, hey, we don't do that round here. We don't take people's stuff. Because I own that stupid non-joke. Is that all she's got, this Roseanne Bohr? By the way, let's look at this promo.
Ted, years maybe, to write it.
You want
to
dig in? You ready?
Maybe Ted Cruz sold it to her, because, you know, sometimes
oh. People... Well, then I'd like that's some clarity possible, on yeah. That. Fox Nation presents...
There we go.
I'm about to go on. I'm praying to God that he lets my brains work for once, and he protects me from myself.
Even she can't handle her own comedy.
That's cool that they put dubstep on it.
Yeah. One night only.
Ladies and gentlemen,
denim and dubstep.
Welcome to the stage.
The new special from Roseanne.
More.
Oh, that's a
trap. Maybe it's a trap.
She always
now watch this. Watch this. Watch this crowd. Wait, I'm gonna wear my camouflage hat.
Yeah, go back to see who's out there.
Right. Put your phone down, idiot.
Wait, look at that girl in the middle. She's like.
Are you taking a call? No, but
looks like my dad on the far left.
This
oh
could
God.
Easily be the Jim Baker crowd.
Yeah. He's half asleep.
Now, this, but pause.
Up, up, up. That, oh.
Oh, you missed it. Back, roll back. That is yeah. Not a big crowd. That is that is the two Tims in Amsterdam crowd.
Is the balcony empty up there?
They're having like a chamber orchestra the next night in that chamber, a string quartet. Anyways. Do we know where they filmed this? That would be interesting to find out where that was live. Yeah, so Roseanne's back with some more new material. Said, hey. Punching down on the trans people. And I think there was a clip someone posted of her saying it's you got to hit your kids or something. You know, it's the same old trash from her. Never funny. Roseanne, never funny. The whole shtick about you being this fucking housewife from the Midwest. Ah, everything's sad. I know more than you. Don't talk to me about working. I've been working my whole damn life cleaning up your shit. Who wants any of that? Why is she putting so much bad energy into everything?
And...
Of course she's an idiot and a lunatic.
I love your Roseanne impression. That's my favorite impression, I think.
I'm a comedian now.
Well, I just, my house is a mess. I don't care.
That's very funny.
Just random beeps.
Kiss my ass.
Right?
Kiss my
My husband's doesn't work. My kids are being idiots. My kids are idiots. All right, well then fix your life.
Now I'm getting excited.
Don't tell me about it. This fucking know-it-all energy, but she's also
have
just like a slob.
Have you ever watched her early stuff? Maybe her earlier stuff is kind of good.
Yeah.
When she had a joke about having a writing a vacuum cleaner. I thought was kind of a funny concept. And
she's
something
lazy.
I'm going to steal for City of the Day.
What a role model she is.
I like when she sang the Pledge of Allegiance, the Star Spangled Banner, and like picked at her crotch.
That was funny.
Oh, I wonder what these her new right wing fans think about
changed.
That.
She's grown up since
then.
Oh,
she's changed. Okay.
Let liberty ring.
So what was the deal? She was living in Hawaii, making with like.
She had a macadamia nut farm in Hawaii.
But she moved to Texas to follow around Elon Musk and Jordan Peterson and everybody else.
I need to do some research into that.
Anyway, all right, that's my Roseanne chunk. Let's take a city of the day.
Charlie. Good old Charlie. It was recorded in Texas.
Of course.
Good Cullen evening, Theater. Everyone. Thanks for having me.
Hello.
Hello, hello. City of the day is Oslo, Norway.
Look at this. Is we are an international
we should just
program.
Move to Europe, I guess.
Are you going to my Oslo show?
I am a proud Patreon, and I bought the meet and greet package, and I'll see you there. Bro.
That's Whoa. Fantastic. But you are not one of these expats. You're a true Osloian.
No, I'm from Minnesota, but I live here.
Why did you go from Minnesota to Oslo?
Well, I work here, but we don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Tim and Vic. Vic is coming on the tour, right?
Well, I'll be there.
I want to talk about it.
Like to high five you.
So I went to a show recently. I went to see Wise Blood, friend of Office Hours Live. Yeah, it was a really nice show. And I have to say, Tim, that the crowds here in Scandinavia are really, really shy. And they don't interact much with the artists.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if you've thought about that and how you have thought about changing
One of my great skills is working the room and getting people up. And getting them loose.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about that at all. And if whatever. If they don't feel like it, that's their right. Mm-hmm. How's everybody doing? Okay, I want to hear you. Give me a word I should say in Norway.
Tim, they
Norwegian.
Don't laugh there. They just clap.
it's pretty grim, the interaction. But
how would
like,
I say, let's
Tim.
Party?
That, I think they'd like that.
How would I say let's party?
Shit, I don't know.
They don't have Best. That. They don't have that concept.
They got it.
This guy doesn't know. Party? He doesn't even speak Norwegian. Huh?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm learning. But like I go to stand up here and I'm working on my tight five and
mm-hmm.
you're just like it's a tough place to get people to smile.
All right, well, what do you want me to do?
No, I can't.
Do you need
I can't wait to.
You need an opener?
I can't wait to see it. I know you will have no problem making everyone laugh, but I'm just letting you know that these people are a little bit shy, so you gotta grease them up a little bit.
I will really grease. I will bring my grease paint, my grease bucket. All right.
Can't wait to see you guys over here.
Thank you.
So.
Cheers to you.
See you there.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Looks like we have Keith Richards in the it's nice.
Where's that?
It's Kim and Dropped Dead.
Oh,
Kiki
we know
and Dropped
them.
Dead. Yeah.
Shoot,
from afar, it looks like. I know it's not, but.
Kind of hey, Bill Murray hey, and Caddyshack.
How you doing, man? Yeah. You all right?
Hi.
Hey,
hello.
Are you doing all right? Yeah. It doesn't look like Keith Richards at all.
Kind of looks like Andy. Kind of looks like Luke.
What's going on? Where are you calling from again?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You going to see John Early?
No.
Oh.
Maybe. I didn't know he was going to be in Portland. Yeah, he said that
problem.
He was going to be last show.
This is the problem.
It's a problem.
People don't know. Like, I go, you know, I announce something. They go, when are you coming to Chicago? I'm like, just there, dude. He goes, I don't know.
If you put us on a list, I'd be there.
No, I don't know. I think his Portland show is tonight.
Oh, well, you guys got plans tonight then.
Was it?
Is it?
We have a radio show at midnight.
Cool.
Hey, Siri, when is John Early playing in Portland?
Wolfman Jack?
Wish. That guy got paid. We volunteer.
Okay, cool. What's the radio station?
Played yesterday.
Freeform Portland, 98.3
FM. 98.3
FM.
It's midnight. Now it's time for the night train.
We'll be listening to Horoscope.
Okay.
Whoa. It's Horoscope? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Like Horoscope
Radio. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, Scope of Horrors.
Now you got my attention here.
Yeah.
What is it like real true crime or is it like mystical stuff? Is it
It's all music. We play lots of psychedelic stuff, lots of experimental, like noisy stuff, but like every genre. So and only music.
I love it.
We'll tune in.
Yeah, it's at freeformportland.org. You can stream it anywhere. So
fantastic.
Nice.
Fantastic.
So I got a question for Tim.
Okay.
Why is 2001 your number one movie on that list?
What?
What makes 2001 A Space Odyssey your number one film?
I don't know if it is. What the list I made of my favorite movies that I put on Patreon?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, I wanted to ask.
Do you have the list up?
No.
No, not next to us.
Get it up. Let me see if I can get it up, because I want to see if you can pick up a pattern here. I want to see if you can get there before anybody else does. I made it a Google Doc. Hold on, we'll get this. We'll get it in. Hang on. Be patient with me, okay?
Time coming day and night.
When was that? That wasn't this week, was it?
I don't have it. I don't know where it is.
TikTok is turning kids trans.
It's like a wild.
Well, what would be number one then?
Well, the point is, I think that list was alphabetical, my friend. Capiche?
Oh, hell no, dude!
Now it's starting to come clear.
Mm-hmm. Makes more sense now.
I don't have I don't know. How do you have a favorite movie? How do you have a favorite?
I do.
What is it?
Gummo.
Whoa.
Favorite movie?
That track.
Yes. You watch it like over and over. It seems like something that's...
Yeah, I do. Actually, I have a signed copy.
Correct.
What?
Nick Sutton, the guy who played Tumblr, he signed my copy.
Oh, cool. All right.
Somebody posted a clip of like the scene from Ted Lasso. It was like... I mean, I never watched that show, but whatever I've seen of it, it just does not appeal to me in any way, you know? And
that dude looks like a couple.
And there's this scene where he's like playing darts and he's like teaching some fucking lesson about life with these darts, you know? And somebody posted it and said, "This is my favorite scene of any TV show or movie I've ever seen. I'm like,
"Oh hell no, dude!
That scene? That? Have you seen fucking Goodfellas? Have you seen fucking anything else?" He's like, "Well, I've seen this scene, and then I've watched a couple episodes of The Smurfs.
Oh!
And this is my favorite scene.
Oh!
I've seen some old Larry King lives." Anyways, everybody like, you know, I don't know, everybody should like whatever they like. It doesn't matter. So you have a favorite movie?
I do. I would say, well, I go by based on like rewatchability. Like,
sure.
Like Pee Wee's Big Adventure would be up there. Wizard of Oz, I would say, to be honest. And I like My Neighbor Totoro, like stuff that you can just have on. Oh, like Princess Bride, those kind of movies, you know, go back and forth to, I would say. That's what I enjoy.
I'm more into like the 400 Blows.
Oh, yeah. That's the
Satyricon.
Oh,
know?
Okay.
Satyricon, Seventh Seal.
Yeah. The Seven Breathless. Samurai.
Breathless.
My Left Foot. You ever see My Left Foot? That's a great one.
All right, moving on.
Who cares?
Moving on.
Thank you, guys.
Big fans.
All the best.
I don't want to rewatch movies for some reason. It's like,
yeah.
I want
There's certain movies I love
like
to rewatch.
I like to rewatch them.
You know, a movie I love to rewatch?
I like to come back years later and see it feels kind of fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Interstellar. I get it. Christopher Nolan's Interstellar. I love rewatching that movie.
The Shining, too. Is
and cool. Star Trek movies. I love Star Trek movies. Star Trek 2 might be in my top 5. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
The man of the people. All right.
We check the hotline?
Yeah, that'd be a great idea.
Excuse me, sorry. 404. Terry, you're live. 404, you're on the air. Oh, Perry. Terry or Perry?
It's Perry. Hey, guys.
Didn't clear it up.
On another Office Award season. And, oh, that's fine. Thanks for another year of fun and laughs. Hope the Offies go well today. I'm going to guess that Tim had I'm going to guess Tim had dinner with Danny DeVito.
Ooh. I bet he's close.
Nope.
Were they on It's Always Sunny, the person you had dinner
with? All right.
No.
Is it someone named Danny?
No.
Are they under 5 feet tall?
I don't think this is going to be a big shocker.
Do they have an Italian last name?
No.
Not Joe Piscopo, then.
All right.
This is...
anything else?
Okay. Yes, I had a pun to share.
Great.
I don't know if it's been done before, but I know I'm going to lose Tim about 10 seconds in, so I hope the rest of y'all enjoy it.
All right, I'm shutting down now.
Okay, perfect. I was at the park the other day, actually with y'all, the Holy Trinity and Captain Carlin, and we saw a bunch of squares with numbers written in chalk on the ground, so I explained how to play a game with them. Tim, Vic, and Matt understood it right away, played the game to completion, and had a great time, but the last member of our group wasn't really getting it, so I pulled him to the side and said, all right, listen, you just jump into each of these boxes. If you make it to the end, then you win. But if you don't, then you have to jump up and down on one leg 100 times. So basically, Doug, lose and hop.
Great. No, sir, that has exactly not been done before in that particular way.
Okay, perfect.
How's that two wet show right,
there's
selling?
Been, guys. There's been puns on my last name, which people are...
How's that two wet show selling?
I haven't checked the numbers, okay. But, you know...
It should be fine.
If anyone wants to watch Two Wet Crew live on March 7th, Dynasty Typewriter, it will be streaming. Even if you live in Amsterdam or somewhere else, you could still tune in. So buy your tickets today. And Tim will be there at the pun contest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And do we have any guesses in the chat?
I'll be there. Nate. Nate R., you got a guess?
Yes. Okay, I have a guess. Was it Brett Gelman?
Whoa.
Good guess. Close. Also, I could give it away now if you want.
No.
Should we move on?
Don't give it away. Because
there's a clue. You, sir, let me just put that clearly, you have unlocked a clue.
Let me guess.
It's a Brett.
Oh.
You have unlocked a clue. Okay?
Oh.
Thank you. All right, let's talk about Art Garfunkel.
Got a guest, though?
Jason Wallander?
This is the last, first podcast of the week, I believe. No, it's not Jason Wallander. Scour through all the podcasts of the week and all the YouTube channels. I will be known this week as being the first person to have said, all right, let's talk about Art Garfunkel. I noticed a thing. Vic also noticed it, too, because our algorithms are aligned.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video. Of course, we all love the classic studio recordings of him giving notes to his engineer. It's one of the greatest clips of all time. And I'm a master at copying it.
but excited.
There's another bit of film that came out of a videotape of him in the studio. And, boy, I love any footage of anybody in the studio, right? That is just... That's caramel to me. That's just like seeing people in the studio.
You do love that.
I love that.
I know.
Studio's a wonderful place.
Caramel.
But we were filming you in the studio this
week.
Yeah,
our engineer had a big old VHS camera, and we were shooting a bunch of stuff in there, so that'll be fun to look at.
You should bring me on tour to this European tour. I could be the D.A. Penny Baker. he loves it.
But
say no.
This footage is similar. It's somebody has an old VHS camera and Art's capturing Art at work. Art at Work would be a good Art Garfunkel title. Art at Work. But what I love about this, and see if you notice this, Doug, because you haven't seen this, right?
I did take
a
look.
Don't,
oh, you did?
Okay. Oh, okay.
But the audience can enjoy this.
Yeah, see if they can figure it out.
Art, hyper-awareness of the camera itself. Hyper-awareness, and just watch as this goes along.
Where's Nicholas?
Nobody wants to see what they really look like.
Did you listen to the tape?
No, I didn't listen to our last night's tape, but you had a copy.
I had listened to it quite a bit. I found that little thing that we did, the dun, 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 dun.
Wait for it.
Look at you've done. It didn't sort of set up that. Look at you've done the spotlight enough.
Yep. There's one. You should count them.
Look at you've done. It seems to.
Look at this guy with a pipe.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Say it again.
Am I using my hands too much?
No, I'm just thinking that maybe I should be on this side.
Hyper awareness of the camera alert. Number two.
Look at him. Where is he going?
Over here.
No, it's also up. Two.
There's another one.
Three. When did you stop the watch, Jeff?
When did I stop it?
Yeah.
Well, on the fade out.
A goodly portion of the fade.
You could go 3 minutes.
Three.
There we go.
Get me in the shot.
He has to make it the center. Oh, I didn't think I watched this far.
I love when you get to hear the kind of music you make.
Yeah.
It seems so boring to make.
I begin to look at it as so much like hang on in that it's one or the other.
Maybe it'll go.
So
yeah, maybe it'll go over.
Right. And all this stuff is...
You should put fart sound effects, or like he's looking at like before.
Ways they never even expected. Thrill and delight.
Yeah, what's the answer?
We want the bridge.
See if we get another one here.
It's all slowed. It's gotten balls.
It's a nice riff.
That sounds way nicer than that.
Okay. Let's see if we get one more. How much more time is left?
Our viewership is dropping off.
That's it.
Oh, that's it.
I should have looked at the end. There isn't any at the end, but just those little looks.
Kiss
or art. All right, let's take a zoomer, huh?
Yes, let's talk to Lila.
Lila.
Something like starting from the beginning.
She looks surprised. Sorry to spring it on you, Lila. Can you unmute on your side?
She shouldn't be surprised. She has her hand raised.
I know, but they're always surprised.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. Hi. I never thought I would get
Nice to meet you. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Minneapolis right now.
Okay. How's the weather?
It's like 15 degrees. It's not terrible.
Are you going to move to Oslo?
I'm going to move to California.
Yeah. How can I help you today? You got your hand raised?
Yeah. Okay. Who would win in a fight to the death? You, Vic, or Doug?
You mean we all three are fighting each other in a three-man fight?
Yeah. Yep. Mm. Well, and I would team up
with Tim and we'd both take Vic down.
That's fucked up.
And then, I don't think you can do that.
I get pretty angry.
I think Vic will win.
I get pretty angry. And
somehow I feel
it turns into the Incredible Hulk.
I get pretty sick.
I might go for the nuts, though, and do some cheap shots. You know?
I'll say this.
In war, you can do whatever you want.
I'll say this. Doug is very strong. You're very strong. You have a strong core.
But you guys have the
You're fit. Scrappy. You're little.
Tim's been lifting. He's got these 10-pound weights here.
Yeah.
I don't have the will to live like you guys have, so I'd probably just sacrifice my life.
I think I'm first out. Then Vic goes.
No.
Accident.
No.
Like I think you would fight hard, but then there'd be an accident.
I'd fall asleep and then start snoring.
No, I would Obi-Wan Kenobi myself because you guys have kids, and I feel like you guys need.
Well, what do you live for? What do you live? You live for.
What do you live for?
You live your jokes. What do you live for?
Nothing. I'm just laughing and looking around.
For your squirrels.
You're just content.
Your little baby squirrel.
Yeah, the squirrel.
All right. Who do you think?
I live for the Zoomers of today.
Someone says I don't think really I can throw a punch.
We don't know. I'm going to say Vic.
Someone in the thing.
I hadn't bet.
All right. Let me see. What do you think about my punch? Ready?
Yeah.
Ooh, that would hurt. Somebody
that would
got
probably
that.
Hurt.
Dead.
A little late here.
Skull. Ready? One. All right. That's a great question, though. Thank you.
Hi, you folks.
Does that clear things up for you?
Yes, thank you.
Should we play Doug's game with Lila?
Ooh.
Yeah, you want to play a game, Lila?
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Is that how it works, Doug? Can the Zoomer play? Yeah.
How about a nicer question instead of like, who's going to kill each other?
I know, it's very violent because yeah. somebody else said, were they in the fight? Where's this coming from? Sam, any breaking news?
Yeah, really.
Nothing yet.
Wait, who do you think would win? Yeah, yeah. Caller?
Me?
Yeah, who's your choice?
Gun to your head. Who would you pick?
Who'd you stand violent? Behind it? You know,
I don't know.
Keep you safe.
Doug seems kind of scrappy to me, but
he's a survivor.
Probably
right.
I think
definitely not Tim.
Sam, who do you think?
Really?
Sam? You've seen us all.
Oh, she's silent.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is tough.
All right. We don't have an answer. We don't want to hear you deliberate.
Who's going to live the longest? How about that? Can we do that?
Interesting. I'm going Doug again.
I was trying to move us off.
I'm going to go. Doug's going to go to 110.
I don't know how much to go.
All right, let's play this game with Lila.
He has nothing to live for, so he's going to live the longest.
I like that name, Lila. I don't hear that much.
Thank you.
That is, yeah, is that short
oh,
for something?
Oh, Lila.
Duh, Lila?
Big no, I'm going to have big, a kid big, this big year.
Fan. Hey, who's that guy?
This What's is that? Adam. He's a huge fan.
Thanks,
Came
Adam.
Came to the show in Minneapolis. It
we
was
both
awesome.
Did, yeah.
Thanks, Adam and Lila.
Me crossing you cross.
Thanks, guys. We're going to play a game with Lila, Adam. Go into your room and stand in the
no
corner. Get him the fuck out of there.
Come on, man.
All right. What's the game, Doug? Tell me.
Guess the mouth.
Guess the mouth. Gotta guess the mouth.
I made a little...
Guess the mouth. I gotta guess the mouth.
I suppose I could play some...
Just give us a
Oh,
bed.
You got some music
got something
for it?
Going on here.
Okay, now, I don't know. Do you want to just whoever buzzes in first?
Yes, first to answer.
Yeah.
How about you guys raise your hand and I'll be watching.
Can I use this screen bit more? Because then I can really stall. Yeah. That's the beauty.
You guys raise your hands.
Okay.
Vic and Tim, and I'll be the judge of who raised it first.
No, just first to say it.
Okay, first mouth.
Bob Dylan.
Wow.
Got it. That's me.
Tim got it. Okay, it's the first to say it.
I like this game.
Are you go to the keeping next slide score, just to reveal Doug? We're starting off kind of easy here.
Doug, are you keeping score or am I?
You will.
Okay.
Trump!
Donald Trump! Oh, I was going to say Jay Leno.
Third mouth.
Steven Tyler.
Vic got it.
Yep.
The nails gave it away.
Yeah, I put the nails in there.
That's good.
Bono!
Tim got it immediately.
Amazing. I love Bono's mouth.
How do you know
mouth.
Bono's mouth?
I love his mouth. Are you kidding?
Memorized his mouth.
You love his mouth.
I love Bono's mouth. his you know, smile. I have
Come
like
on,
big
Vic,
photo
pay
books
of
his
right.
mouth.
You're lagging here. Right. Next mouth.
Oh, my God.
Paul?
This is sad that you guys
Cameron Crowe.
Paul McCartney.
James McCartney.
Wrong.
Lila, you can steal.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yep.
Oh.
When I looked over, I could see. Okay, I'm gonna look.
I called
not
him
a
boss.
Notable mouth.
Not a notable mouth.
Next mouth.
Jerry Garcia.
Tim got it. Next mouth, please.
Chubby Checker.
Yeah.
Very good.
I gave one.
I know that.
A layup for
I know
Vic
his chin real well too. I don't know what's going on there.
Next mouth.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, my God.
No, wait. How did you?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
Sorry.
That's
okay.
Now I see it.
Jump the
that
gun.
That was a tough one.
I know. Sorry, Doug.
No one would have got
couldn't
that.
Wait.
That's, no one. You don't know his mouth too well, do you, Tim?
He's not like
one.
A Bono mouth for me. You know? Yeah. I like it. I do like it.
You like it, but it's not.
I like it.
It's not a top mouth.
No, I like his mouth.
Next it's mouth.
Joey from Green Day.
No, it's
Pete.
Smash Mouth guy. Oh, go
Correct,
ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Caller for the steal.
Smash.
Well, Vic got it.
It's a Steve from Smash Mouth.
Look,
Steve.
I just called him Smash Mouth guy.
I don't know
Smash
this fucking name.
Guy. Poor guy.
Next.
Joni Mitchell.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So yeah, she's now got those, in the, gum, yeah, those chompers. Big chompers.
I had to throw a lady in there.
I'd got to get one in at least.
Well, we're
by most of them. You got it. You got it. That's easy.
Vic, bring the music back. I like
oh, yeah, let's do that.
Next mouth.
Mitch McConnell.
Nope.
Shit. Oh, Steve Forbes.
Nope. I'll give you a hint. He does sing.
Oh, Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Oh. That's
it. There it is.
Nose hair.
Next mouth.
Oh my
god. Oh, oh champ.
Prophet. Charlie Champ.
Prophet. Prophet Charlie Champ.
I think there's one more mouth.
Matt Carlin.
Prophet Matt Carlin.
Prophet. Yeah, by the way, I am now to be referred to as Prophet Tim Heidecker. And you guys can be Prophet whatever.
Yeah,
you
okay. Be something.
Right, let's get that off the screen, Wes.
Oh, my God. Great game,
Vic
Doug.
Wins.
Three,
yeah.
Cheers.
Vic
three
wins.
Cheers. Three cheers.
Video, and he's just like looking out. It was just made me giggle.
I
was giggling a lot.
I thought there was going to be too many mouths, but
no, very good.
No, not enough.
You should like start selling that thing or somehow. You know,
how come you didn't put my mouth big. In there?
Milton Bradley.
Yeah,
I think I won. Maybe
I think Matt. I mean Tim.
Vic won 7-6.
Oh,
Vic won.
I want a recount.
I love it.
We'll roll I demand the recount. All right.
Roll the tape back.
Oh, he got that Joni Mitchell. He got the checker.
Got the love. Got the Van.
Yeah, you got Van. Okay, you had a couple sneaky.
The boss. I got the. I stole the boss.
All right, let's do one more hotliner, and then we'll take a break.
No one got the boss.
Oh, no one did. Yeah.
After I sing.
What are we going to do after we break? We got the daytime offies?
The daytime offies are coming.
Ooh.
Someone has an activity? Oh, is it a question about? Sorry. Gemma Leslie, 514, you're on the air. Gemma.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I've got a problem.
I love problems.
Vic hasn't had an activity of the day for a couple weeks now, and I'm just haven't had activities. So
you got nothing to do.
I think we got one in the chamber if you want to stick around for the second half.
Yeah, we got one.
Okay.
I had a double partner, but Tim poo-pooed my poo-poo aspect.
Well, I think for good
maybe
reason.
Maybe I'll do it. I mean, I can talk about it. I'll talk about it. I won't have to.
Okay. Yeah. I was putting our intern into an uncomfortable position, potentially.
Yes.
And as a man who has tremendous integrity and respect for other people, I said, you know what? Let's just not do
let's
that,
not get canceled over this.
Not even that. Yeah. It's just not even about that. It's just about respect for other people. Right, Sam? I stood up for you. Answer me.
What do you think?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's suddenly way worse.
What? Yeah, exactly.
I come to your side. I stick by you. And you don't say shit.
Prove how much you love women.
No.
No.
Any news?
So that's it. That's
more
it.
About
Gemma?
The Chinese spy balloon.
Oh, that Chinese spy balloon! What a mess. No, I heard.
Oh,
an
yeah, what happened?
What, say again?
I was going to say, if the Chinese government is listening, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you, Sam, for your humor.
I love all the work you guys do, and yeah.
Wow.
I did hear something interesting. It was kind of a funny take on it, I guess, or a little something I didn't think about, but. They said, okay, so there was the Chinese spy balloon. They detected it. And then we've had now these, last week, there's a bunch of other unidentified objects, right? So what I heard somebody say, said after that Chinese balloon, they changed the radar settings for detecting this kind of stuff. And so now they're seeing stuff that they normally didn't see or something to that effect. So that does kind of answer the question a little bit more.
Tim, I heard that they tracked down this computer that was controlling these balloons.
Okay.
The laptop from hell. Hunter's laptop from hell.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Flop. Flip, 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 flop. Flip, 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 flop. Flop, 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 flop. All right, enough of that.
I enjoyed it, Doug.
There's something there. Okay?
That's a Roseanne Barr level. You really set the Roseanne Barr low.
I was trying to do it. Like, yeah,
Doug, you've really set the Roseanne Barr.
Would maybe.
You've really set the Roseanne Barr low. I think a frostbite on my fingers.
It's very cold. Is the heat not working? What's going on?
Maybe I put the AC on.
If you did that, you're in. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
I don't know what the hell I did.
You're dead, Nick. You're dead.
I mean, it's.
It is uncool, you son of a bitch.
Oh no! No wonder. I said it. I thought I said it to 79.
You did, 79. But it's 79 cold air.
Oh my God!
All right, listen. It's coming up on noon here in California, West Coast time zone. 11. That means 11. Oops.
Wishful thinking.
Let's roll back. All right, it's coming up on 11 a.m. here in the Pacific time zone. That means we're going to take a quick break and be back with more show. We got the daytime offies, more of your calls, and more fun, more laughs.
Okay.
Join us at patreon.com/officehourslive. Subscribe to this channel and like it.
Epic.
And super chat me $4,000 so I can buy Vic a new cashmere beanie.
So we can that money should go to funding me going on the Europe trip to be the DA Pennebaker. Whatever. And make a documentary.
Have we been checking out Rosie on the Vic cam?
Oh, yeah, she's out
there. Yeah, it's the dog cam.
All right, wonderful stuff, everybody. Thanks for being with us this morning. We'll be back in 5.
Thanks for having me. I've got to go myself. There's more clothes for me to try on and model. He has no talent, but I'm a big fan of the Police Academy movies. I love Bubba Smith. I would like him to tackle me sometime. This is comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Here to let you know there's more of this episode waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. Get over there to find out what the deal is with all of the bonus content, merch store discounts, and much more. Become the master of your domain by subscribing to the Patreon today. Wanna be your doggy, baby.